Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is a company that's pushing back against this tide. They make high-quality clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more right here in the USA. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, promo code STAPLE20.
This is On the Fence with Monica Oksanen.
Welcome back to another episode of On the Fence. Today's episode is just going to be me. Before we begin, I'm going to call myself out here. Initially, I was a little hurt for being disrespected like this, and ultimately, it's technically not a big deal. Regardless, I know I deserve to be treated better than this. But eventually, it turns out that there is more in this story than I could have ever imagined. And as always, I want there to be some takeaway from my podcast episode, and today's has a few. First off, I want to put spotlight on this sort of behavior and express how wrong it is. I know we have accepted ghosting as a common thing, but just because something happens often doesn't make it any less wrong. Secondly, I want to prevent women from falling into this man's trap. From my understanding, he has been doing this for a while now, and many women have been involved. Thirdly, I want women to know that they should stand up against things like this and that it's okay to stand up and say something. I've read comments about myself saying, oh, she just got ghosted. She's making a big deal out of nothing. Oh, this happened so and so long ago. I mean, sure, again, it's not a big deal. And as I already said, ghosting does happen all the time, but that still doesn't make it acceptable. But enough with that. You're probably all fairly confused, so let's get into it. To get a full understanding of all of this, I'm going to explain it from my point of view, of how I learned all this information. Rather than going through it all in a timeline, I've touched upon this in a previous episode, but had absolutely no idea that all of this was happening. A little while back, an actor with a decent following slid into my DMs. He's known for the show Outlander, and he plays a significant role on the show. He started messaging me, flirting with me very consistently for several months. In the messages, he not only asked questions, he also told me that he wants me to come visit him in his country, that he would show me the set of his show, that he wants to take me to dinner and a movie, wants me to teach him how to fence, the works. At first, to be completely honest, I had absolutely no idea who he was. I never watched Outlander, nor do I think I even heard of it before him. So naturally, I looked him up, but I do have to admit that I only followed him because he had a large following and I found him attractive. And to be honest, that's how he's been getting away with treating women like this. This flirting went on for months, as I mentioned. I also had a fundraiser to help raise funds for my Olympic qualifying year. As he was following me, he saw me posting about it and he very kindly tweeted about my fundraiser. A bunch of his fans donated, retweeted, etc. And while he never donated a penny, it was still super sweet of him. I thanked him a bunch of times because I was very grateful. A little while later, he tells me a date that he's going to be in New York City. He wants me to be free that day because he wants to finally meet me. Cool. I mean, I have already started becoming interested in him, so I agree. And before we continue, I'm sure a question some of you may have is, why don't I come out and just say his name? And you're right, maybe I should. But part of me feels bad considering he did in fact help me raise money. But I don't know. I have been thinking about how to go about this, and I think maybe for me personally, this is the best. And it's not like you can't figure out who he is if you use the internet. Anyways, going on. I do well at a tournament right before he's coming to New York City. He messages me, congratulates me. I say thank you, and then I ask him if he'll be celebrating with me next week. He reads my message, doesn't respond. So I write, "You're confusing Mr. So-and-so." He reads the message, doesn't respond. Once again. I laugh to myself because, you know, it doesn't make much sense to me why someone would be putting in that much effort and then ignoring me. But all right, to each their own. A few weeks later, I win a tournament. He messages me to congratulate me. I say thank you, but then I mention to him that he ghosted me. He tells me that no, he didn't ghost me. He just didn't know how to respond to me. But he'll be back in town next month and we should get coffee. Okay, but before we move on, I would like to point out that by him telling me that he did not in fact ghost me, he's gaslighting me. Which, if someone isn't familiar with that term, gaslighting is a form of psychological and emotional abuse that involves manipulating another person into doubting or disbelieving their experiences, feelings, perceptions of reality, or even their sanity. I wanted to explain this because we'll be seeing this again. Anyways, as I said, he'll be back in town. Let's get coffee. At this point, I already know that's not going to happen. But I have this thing where I love to prove myself correct sometimes. So around that time, I message him asking him the date that he'll be in town. He once again reads the message and doesn't respond. And it's worth mentioning that he was definitely in town because, well, as you know, he's a public figure and therefore Googleable. Is that even a real word? I guess it is now. On top of that, I know that he's coming to my city for a reason. So after a quick search, I see that he's going to be on a talk show and it gives me the date. At this point, I'm so over him and his behavior that I mute his Instagram stories and posts. For the next few months, he every so often messages me to wish me happy birthday, to ask me how I am, how quarantine is going, how I am in regards to the Olympics being postponed, and to invite me to wherever he is at the time. From my understanding, and from what he was saying, he was quarantining in Los Angeles and then Hawaii, and said that I should come to both places. And actually, a funny story, while we're on the topic, at some point during lockdown, I went into my mom's room to tell her something, and she was watching Outlander, and he was on her computer screen. And when I told her this story, she was the one that put a thought into my head. He's either married, has a girlfriend, or has many girlfriends. A few months ago, I found him on an invite-only dating app. If you know what I'm talking about, you know. And if you don't, you don't. I'm not allowed to be mentioning the name of it, so I apologize for that. I messaged him to tell him that I saw him on there because I knew he would say something stupid. And of course, he says something about hoping that I liked him. I say yes, but what's the point considering he bailed on me both times he was in town? And he then proceeds to gaslight me once again and tell me that no, he would never ghost me. It was simply such a hectic time and he's on a different continent and he would have loved to take me out on a date. I roll. Because at this point, I couldn't care less about him. But honestly, the fact that he couldn't simply say I'm sorry or just anything other than gaslight me, it really rubbed me the wrong way. If you follow me on TikTok, I like to make skits every so often. And since ghosting is so common these days, I made a skit about the whole story, in which I once again don't mention him by name. I didn't even mention the show. I only tell people that they can get a hint in my episode, What's in My DMs. But I guess he may have seen it or someone saw it. I'm not really sure. But I get a comment from one of his fans, which, mind you, is the fandom. Honestly, I don't even know a word to use to describe them. They're obsessed with this idea that him and his co-star are together, even though she's legally married. And both of them have stated numerous times that they're not together. But seeing as how they play a couple on the show, his fans refuse to accept reality. They even go so far as to claim that the marriage certificate from her marriage to her husband is fake. We're just gonna let that one be. But when you hear the rest of what I know, you'll know exactly why they're not together. As you can imagine, his fans have always harassed any woman that he's rumored to be involved with. And I learned my lesson after leaving a single comment on his photo. My comment had probably like 3,000 replies of women being so incredibly rude to me. Yet some of them stood up for me and some of them actually still follow me to this day, and like I interact with them on Instagram and Twitter, and I really adore them. Anyways, I wrote something playful, not offending him in the slightest, but after that, I never commented again. Which is another reason why I think he has been able to get away with this behavior for so long. Some of his other fans are also convinced that he's gay, and they claim that every woman that he is seen with is his beard, and that he's paying them. Which, for those that may have never heard the term beard, it's a male or female hired as a celebrity's boyfriend, girlfriend by that celebrity's management to cover up their sexuality. Anyways, sometime after my TikTok skit was posted, one of his fans comments under my photo saying, "Why did you and so unfollow each other?" This was news to me, so I go onto his Instagram and turns out he blocked me. And this is where I realized that there must be more to all of this, because why did he block me? He could have just simply unfollowed me. Is it so that I can't access our messages for some reason? So, being a woman and having nifty FBI skills, I began. His fan answered a few of my questions, and a quick Google search also helped, where you can find multiple different photos of him with different women and even the dates of all that. Turns out that the reason he ghosted me was because he was seeing or dating, whatever you want to call it, I don't know which, but an athlete. This is confirmed by not only the multiple photos, as I mentioned, of them together, as well as her. Additionally, I learned that the reason that he didn't respond to me about the coffee date is because he showed up to her track meet that she didn't even invite him to, and she told him to leave. I am told that he apparently wanted to rekindle things with an ex, I don't know who, so she dropped him. But he then went to Hawaii with a new woman. I know, I'm sure there's some jaws dropped, because mine was when I was finding all this out, but believe it or not, the story gets even better. Turns out that he was actually dating a woman in Hawaii already, and he was initially supposed to be flying there to see her, but before flying to Hawaii, he met someone new and then brought this new girl to Hawaii instead. So basically, he met this woman in Los Angeles, I think, right as we were heading into lockdown or during it, something along those lines. And then together they went to Hawaii. Well, remember when he was messaging me to come quarantine with him in Hawaii? Right. Well, I also know that he was messaging hundreds of women similar things, as well as much more. From what I'm told, some women were receiving more than just words, if you know what I mean. I can't confirm this because I thankfully never received anything like that from him. But regardless, I feel bad for the girl he brought to Hawaii. I've been in her shoes before, and that's an awful feeling. I'm also told that he had relations with an intern in LA, who he then stopped responding to, as well as something with an actress. I don't remember the details, because to be completely honest, it's hard to remember all the stories because, as you can see, there are a lot. Which leads me to, why am I saying anything about this at all? I mean, I never met him, so why should I care? Well, I care because this behavior is unacceptable. Leading women on, making them feel like there's feelings involved, only to be ghosted, all the while he has multiple women that he's doing this to. I reached out to a few of the women. The ones that I spoke to didn't want to come out and say anything. They all had different reasons, some saying they don't want to give him further publicity, and others because of the harassment that they would receive. And I know I will receive harassment for this because I have already received it for saying something about him ghosting me. His fans, that there's, from what I know, there's an entire Tumblr thread of them like posting about who's following who unfollowed who, any news articles, interviews, etc., etc. Like, my entire social media was just like, my TikToks were posted, tweets from around that time were posted, which actually had nothing to do with him, which was funny, but they made these assumptions. Everything is like, again, women have gone through my photos to see when he's liked my photos, and they saw that I wasn't liking my photos or liking his photos at the same time. Everything. They dissected all of my social media and obviously his. Anyways, they've called me things like ugly, pathetic, said that I need to go back on my meds. They were commenting on my manicure that I had in a story post, calling me crazy because no sane person would ever have nails like that. The works. They also sent me nasty DMs. They replied to people's comments on my social media posts. And what really made me scratch my head, I'm not generalizing here, but it is true that a fair amount of men don't treat women with respect and think that this kind of treatment is okay, while it absolutely is not. I was in Hawaii's girl's shoes only a few months ago. I actually did an episode about it, dating a narcissist. And that kind of trauma really makes it hard to trust anyone going forward. And meanwhile, these fans of his are defending a man they don't know and attacking a woman they know nothing about. His fans have put him on a pedestal and are blind to the fact that he is a womanizer. There is so much damning evidence against him, and they're like, nope, I don't see it. And I'm not at all trying to compare this to something extremely serious, but I now have a better understanding of how women might have felt speaking up against sexual assault. It's anxiety-inducing knowing that there will be people harassing you for saying something negative about this person, and even people not believing you. But if no one says anything, we're allowing this behavior to continue. Personally, I wouldn't feel good about myself if I didn't at least try to warn other women. At first, I really didn't know what I wanted to do with this information. I mean, there's so many different routes. Do I want to say something? Do I want to go to magazines and tell them and go and say it, like, anonymously? Do I want to make a podcast episode? Like, what do I do? And I mean, I even had an internal battle of whether or not I should say something at all. I know what it looks like. The girl that got ghosted feels rejected, so she's coming forward to get revenge. That's not true. I spoke to the other woman involved. They're hurt. They're upset. But people deal with things differently. Some want to just pretend like nothing happened. Some just want to not deal with it at all. I respect that. And while I was struggling with this actor unblocked me on Twitter to reach out to me. He sent me multiple messages, and the gist of them being him playing the victim, him saying how dare I try to blacken his name after he helped me with my fundraiser, gaslights me, telling me that he just didn't have time to spend with me, that I should have told him that I was frustrated with his actions, but that his legal team will be contacting the Olympic Committee. I haven't laughed that hard in my life. I mean, how very narcissistic of him to play the victim, gaslight me, and then threaten me. I'm not going to go as far as to say that he is a narcissist, but he was definitely acting like one in those messages. His messages came after I followed a few of the girls that I was messaging with. This most likely made him panic because he was worried that everything would come out. His messages were what made me decide that I had to say something. Rather than messaging me to apologize, which he eventually did when I said he should have started off with an apology, whether or not it was fake, he had the audacity to act innocent, gaslight, and threaten me. Honestly, what I'm confused about the most out of all of this is why people continue behaving this way. He has to know that this isn't okay, right? He has to understand that leading women on like this is unacceptable, right? In the times of social media, TikTok, Instagram, etc., things can go viral within an instant. He's also a public figure, so his actions are basically under microscope. And we've seen it with regular people that their cheating stories blow up. So he thought this wouldn't happen to him? Regardless, the truth always comes out. It's one of the fundamental rules of time.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.